Minnesota's Voices, setting the standards for new interpretations of great American standard songs. Welcome to Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards. I'm Arnie Fogel. The song is simple, instantly memorable, and it represented new beginnings to two of the people most identified with it. When a youngster named Carolyn Lee became staff lyricist with a New York publishing company, she helped write hundreds of songs before achieving any real success. In 1953, a melody by composer Johnny Richards crossed her desk, and she created a thoughtful, philosophical lyric. The new song was given to several singers who initially turned it down, but one singer didn't. Formerly the most popular singer of his generation, Frank Sinatra was looking for some new beginnings himself in the early 1950s. With this new song, his stalled singing career was once again boosted into high gear, and Carolyn Lee went on to write many more important standards, including Witchcraft and Hey, Look Me Over. The new song, Young at Heart, provided the new beginnings for both of them. Here's Minnesota's voice, Maud Hickson.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day, and love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Maud Hickson with Rick Carlson on piano. I'm Arnie Fogel. Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards is a KBEM Jazz 88 production recorded by Matthew Zimmerman at Wild Sound Studios in Minneapolis, funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.